When you think about God, what's the first thing that you think about?
请大家闭上眼睛。如果你要考虑想到神的话，你首先想到什么？
Thank you. So, open your eyes. Tell me what the first thought you thought of.
闭上你的眼睛，你考虑神，你第一次，
你
首先想到什么？
Okay, so what did you think of?
你想到什么？
Okay.
依靠。
依靠。Good. Okay. 还有呢？
Love.
Love. Good. 太好了。
Cross.
十字架。
Okay. Good. Hugs. Good. I like hugs.
拥抱。
Amen. Somebody else.
耶稣长什么模样？耶稣长得什么模样？
Amen. Good. Okay, well, 95% of us will not think about our Father God.
就是95%的人不会想到神是我们的父亲。
And I want to tell you that I wouldn't have many years ago either.
我想告诉你的是，我以前也不这么没有这么想。
Because I grew with the home I grew up in was not very happy.
因为我这个成长的时候也并不是很快乐。
And my father was a very angry man.
我的父亲是一个非常容易发怒的人。
And he would often tell me off.
他们经常告诉我们。
He would tell me off. 会骂我。
就是他会
常常骂我。Yeah, so he was a very mean person.
他是一个非常
严肃
的人。
And then but He did love me. I know he loved me.
但是他确实很爱我，我知道他爱我。
Because his love language was giving.
他的爱的方式呢，就是给。
So he would give me anything I asked for.
他会给我，我要什么东西他都给我。
The only thing he didn't give me was love.
但是他唯一的一个没有给我的就是爱。
I can't remember my father hugging me.
我记不住我的父亲拥抱过我。
In fact.
事实上
Later on, I tried to hug him.
后来我想去给他拥抱。
And I would try to hug him, and he would push me away.
如果我想就是给他拥抱的时候，他把我推开。
And I would feel so sad.
我觉得非常的伤心。
Because I wanted to feel love from my father.
但是我因为我想让我在我的父亲上觉得有爱。
And you know, sometimes when I hug Chinese people, I get the same reaction.
我有的时候去拥抱中国人的时候，得到同样的反应。
So I'm going to come over and I'm going to hug Bill.
然后牧师来给我拥抱。
Okay. See, look, he's doing it. But we need to understand something today.
我们需要去明白一些事情。今天要明白一些事情。
That God's heart is that we would be able to experience His love as a father.
让我们明白神的心意呢是。能够让我们能够感受到他是一个做一个父亲的有爱的父亲的。
And God's love is an intimate love.
神的爱是一个非常亲密的爱。
It's just as intimate as a friend.
就像跟朋友一样的亲密。
How many of you, when I was in China, I was very embarrassed once.
当我在中国的时候，我非常的感觉非常尴尬。
Because in Canada we don't hold hands. Men don't hold hands.
因为在中国，在加拿大，男人和男人之间不会握着手。
Like this, right? They think we were like the wrong kind of people.
他们觉得我们这是不对的一种人。
And when I was in Taiwan, I met this older pastor, and he really liked me.
然后当我在台湾的时候，那里有一个老牧师，他非常喜欢我。
And because he really liked me, he would walk down the street with me with his hand like that.
因为他非常的喜欢我，所以他在街上走的时候拉着我的手。
So come on over here.
说请那个廉价叔到这边来。
So he would just grab my hand. I'm walking down the street. He would grab my hand like this, and he would go like this.
他会拉着我的手在街上这么走。
And he would be all happy.
他非常的高兴。我觉得非常的不好意思。
I was thinking, I don't feel comfortable.
我觉得那不是很舒服。
And I think that's sometimes the way that we feel when we talk about love and intimacy.
有的时候我们要谈到爱和这个亲密的时候
I don't know about you I think I understand a little bit about Chinese culture but we all have a problem with intimacy don't we
所以我们每个人在这个亲密关系上都会有些问题
when people try to get too close
当某些人想跟你走得很近的时候
we start to get nervous
我们就开始觉得很那个紧张,
紧张 soIt's this because we have this experience with each other.
因为我们互相彼此之间有些那个经历。
And because we have this experience, even in our culture.
我们有这样一些经在在我们的文化当中有这样一些经历。
It's difficult for us to get close to God.
所以这样的影响我觉得让我们觉得非常困难跟那个神在一起。
So when we think about God, we think about somebody that's way up in heaven that doesn't have anything to do with me.
所以当我们想到神的时候，我们觉得神是在天上的，跟我们有什么关系呢？
But God created us with a need to be loved.
因为神造我们是我们有一个需要被爱的需要。
You know, babies that are not touched, do you know that they have severe emotional problems?
你知道那个小孩子如果是不被这个抚摸的话，他会怎么样？
There's a big story on the news in the last 10 years about Romania, the children in an orphanage, and they were chained to the bed. Nobody touched them.
然后就是这里原来有个罗马尼亚十年前，他说有个孤儿院呢，就是那些人换床的时候，从来不摸这些孩子。
So the children didn't have a normal life. They didn't understand. They grew up and they would actually die because they didn't have physical touch.
那些孩子有些就死掉了，因为他们没有这个就是手上没有被抚摸过，他就死掉了。
In fact, you know they did something with elephants that's really interesting.
所以也有些那个大象非常有意思。
They took some young elephants from one reserve and they brought them to another reserve.
他们把这个大象呢从一个那个游乐园带到另外一个游乐园。
So our second translator is here.
Come on. 来吧。
We're talking about elephants.
我们讲关于大象的事。
So there's one of our elephants here.
大象来了。
But they had these young elephants, and they moved them from one game reserve to another.
这个年轻的大象，他们把从一个这个保护区呢，拿到另外一个保护区。
But they didn't have enough room for the parents.
但是呢，父母亲没有地方让他们过来，所以只有孩子过来。
So they had all of these young elephants there, and they started to notice that they got angry.
所以这些年轻的大象在这边呢，发现这些年轻大象开始生气了。
And they would attack the villages.
他就开始攻击那些村民。
And they were involved in, this is strange to say, but they got involved in sex before they were supposed to.
Okay, 他们就有了这个婚前的性行为。
So way before it was even normal for elephants to do that.
对，在这个大象还没有到这个交配期之前，他就有这样的行为了。
So they thought about it. What is our solution? So they brought some of the parents from what the reserve over to back over.
所以他们就把一些这个大象的父母亲从这个保留区里面带过来。
And the young elephants, all of a sudden, they started behaving normally again.
这个年轻的大象突然间就开始正常起来了。
Because they had intimacy with their parents.
因为他们跟父母亲有亲密的关系。
God is our heavenly Father.
上帝是我们的天父。
And unless we have intimacy with him.
除非我们跟神有亲密的关系。
We will not be able to find our place in the kingdom.
不然的话，我们在神国里面找不到我们自己的定位。
So our topic today is the Father heart of God.
所以今天的主题是天父的心。
So what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
I have a definition for you.
我有一个定义要给大家。
The Father heart of God refers to God's desire for us to have an intimate personal relationship as our Father.
所以天父的心呢，就是说神的渴望，希望我们跟他有一个个人之间很亲密的关系。
His desire is that we experience this reality of Him as our Father personally.
他的渴望就是希望跟我们能够有一个 父亲的关系，个人化父亲的关系。
The experience of the Father Heart of God is meant to be a growing and lifelong experience.
这个天父父亲的心的这种的经历呢，是一个一生的一个成长，一生的一个经历。
The more we experience God's love, God experience God as our Father, the more we will receive His love, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, grace, provision, justice, healing, and holiness.
我们更多的经历天父的心，我们就能够更多的领受他的爱、他的饶恕、他的热情、他的怜悯、他的恩慈、他的提供、他的公义、他的医治，还有他的圣洁。
When you experience the Father Heart of God, you will begin to experience His favor.
如果你开始经历到天父的心的时候，你就经历到他的恩宠。
And you will know your true identity.
你就知道你真实的身份是什么。
And then you will walk in your destiny.
你就走到你的命定当中。
When we as believers recognize, receive, and release the Father Heart of God.We will experience.
当我们以一个信主、信徒的身份，能够经历到神的能够了解、能够经历、能够知道神的爱的时候，我们就可以经历什么呢
？We can experience all of this.
我们可以经历到这边上面所有的一切的东西。
Security,
安全感。
Intimacy,
亲密的关系。
Courage,
勇气。
Strength,
力量。
Wisdom,
智慧。
Peace,
平安。
Joy,
喜乐。
Victory,
得胜。
Rest,
安静。
We have self-esteem,
觉得自己是有自我价值的。
We feel accepted,
觉得被接纳。
We have grace to forgive,
我们能够去饶恕别人，有饶恕的恩典。
We have freedom,
有自由了。
We feel God's full salvation,
我们能够感受到神全备的救恩。
And we can know what it means to worship.
我们就知道敬拜到底是什么样的意思了。
I tell you, this is something that we all need to experience in our lives.
我跟大家说，这是我们每一个人在生命中都应该要经历的。
We all need this.
我们都需要这个。
Hallelujah. What's the first step in experiencing the Father Heart of God?
那要经历到天父的心的第一步是什么呢？
We need to understand.
我们要了解。
So it's not enough to understand with our mind, understanding comes through revelation.
不单是用我们的心智理智去了解，了解也必须要有启示。
You see, God is always wanting to reveal His love to us.
神一直都想要把他的心来给我们显明出来。
God is revealing all the time. God is a Father God. He says, "I've loved you with an everlasting love."
神是一个天父一般的心，他说我用不能止息的爱来爱你。
I love you so much. I sent my son for you.
我爱你到如此，就我愿意差我的独生爱子为你而死。
The problem is, we need to be hearing what he's saying.
但问题是，我们要听得懂他在说什么。
When God's revealing, we need to be able to hear, and that's where understanding comes.
当神启示，我们又听到这个重叠的部分，就是了解。
We can only experience.The Father Heart of God, when it is supernaturally revealed to our hearts,
只有神超自然的在我们心中来启示的时候，我们才能够明白天父的意思是什么。
Can you read that verse for me? Those verses.
马太福音11:25-27，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人。”知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
So reveal,
所以启示指示。
And when the Chinese, I'm not sure about 指示，指示和启示 mean the same thing?
指示 is a reveal. Sorry, 启示 means reveal.
Yes.
指示 means a direction or guidance.
Okay, so the Chinese is actually translated incorrectly here, because it says 指示.
Which one? Which word? But actually, it's a reveal.
Yes.
这应该是启示，启示是从上头来的。
So when we see it here in the English, it says reveal to them.
所以在英文当中要来启示给我们看，要来打开给我们看。
And the word reveal means to pull up a veil.
这个 reveal 打开意思呢，就好像把一个布幕拉起来，使得我们可以看见幕后面的东西。
So we need something to be taken away from our eyes so that we can actually understand.
So we 必须要把眼前的东西把它拿掉，以至于没有遮盖才能够看得清楚。
You can only understand God as your Father unless the Father reveals Himself to you.
除非天父亲自向你启示，不然我们没有办法明白天父是什么样的神。
That's why Jesus came.
所以耶稣才要为这个目的来到世上。
The verse says that the Son reveals the Father.
这个经文说是子将父显示给我们看。
And we can only experience His love as Jesus reveals the Father to us.
当耶稣把天父显给我们看的时候，我们才能够明白，才能够经历他的爱。
Okay, so let's read this passage here.
约翰福音十四章一节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已经告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去的。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道；那条路，你们也知道。有牧人说：“我往哪里去，你们知道那条路。”对马对他说：“主啊，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。”腓力对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你们怎么说将父显给我们看呢？”
Interesting. In verse six, it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me."
第六节很有趣的讲说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
And I often used to use this verse.
我通常都用这节经文。
You gotta believe in Jesus. Jesus is the way.
你要相信耶稣，耶稣是道路啊。
Jesus is the truth.
耶稣是真理啊。
Jesus is the life.
耶稣是生命啊。
You gotta believe in Jesus.
你要相信耶稣。
But that's not the whole verse.
但是这不是完全的经文啊。
The verse says that Jesus is the way to the Father.
完整的经文应该说耶稣是道路，但道路要去哪里呢？道路要去天父那里。
If you only have Jesus, you only have part of God.
如果你只有耶稣的话，你只有神的一部分而已。
If you only have Jesus, you only have part of salvation.
如果你只有耶稣的话，你只有救恩的一部分而已。
Because Jesus said, "I came to reveal the Father to you."
因为耶稣来，他说我要把父显明给你们看。
I want you to know my Father.
我要你认识我的父亲。
I want you to know the Father's love.
我要你知道父亲的爱呀。
It's not just about being saved, having our sins forgiven.
不只是说得到拯救，我的罪得赦免，如此而已。
We need to know the Father.
我们要知道天父。
We can only experience the Father's love by receiving Jesus.
只有接受耶稣，才能够知道天父是什么样子。
It says here, but to as many as received him, accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
这边说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
They are reborn not of a physical birth.
他不是从血气生的。
But they are born from God.
是从神而生。
Understanding means receiving Jesus.
了解的意思就是说接受耶稣。
It's not just understanding with my mind.
不是用我的理智去了解。
There actually is an experience where I receive Jesus into my heart.
而是一个经历，就是我接受耶稣到我的心中。
When we believe in Jesus, we know Jesus is inside of us.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们知道耶稣在我们的心里。
So if I ask you today, where is Jesus?
如果我问你说今天耶稣在哪里？
Would you say he's in my heart?
你能说他在我的心里吗？
If he's not in your heart, then you haven't received Jesus.
如果他没有在你心里面，就表示你还没有接受他。
Or you're not sure.
或是你还不确定。
And God can help you to be sure.
而神能够帮助你有这样的确据。
By believing that he's there.
借由相信他在那里。
Amen. We need to understand that the whole purpose and plan of God from Genesis to Revelation.
我们要知道神的整个计划，从创世纪到启示录的计划是什么呢？
Was for us to have communion with God as sons and daughters.
就是让我们跟神好像父亲跟儿女有一样的这个关系。
Jesus wants you to be intimate with the Father.
耶稣要你跟天父有一个亲密的关系。
He says, I and the Father are one.
他说我跟父原为一。
I want you to be one with me.
我要你跟我是唯一的。
The same way I am one with my Father.
就好像我跟父是一样。
In heaven.
在天上是一样。
Jesus said, whatever I see the Father doing.
耶稣说我不管看到天父做什么。
I also do.
我也照样做。
He is the one that's giving me the power.
是他给我力量的。
And you are in Jesus.
你又在耶稣里头。
And God wants you to have the same relationship that Jesus had with him.
Say it again.
The Father wants you.
天父要你呢?
Have the same experience.
有什么样的经历呢?
As Jesus had.
就好像跟耶稣有同样的经历。
So that you can do the same works that Jesus did.
所以你也可以做耶稣所做的事情。
He said, Father, I desire that they also.
他说，天父渴望的，我也渴望。
That you, those that you have given me, be with me where I am.
你跟我去哪里，你就跟我去哪里。
That they would be able to see the glory that you've given me.
他们就能够看到，就是世人能够看到你所给我的荣耀。
From the foundation of the world.
从创世之前就给我的荣耀。
The fourth thing is God wants us to understand that this is another experience in salvation that we can have.
This is another.
Another.
耶稣要我们知道这是在救恩之上的另外一个经历我们可以实际经历
Just the same as we're saved.
就好像我们得救的经历一样
We need to have an experience.
我们也要有这种的经历
Where we know God as our Father.
我们知道上帝是我们的父亲
In 1998, I went away for a healing week.
在1998年我去参加了一个医治的一个星期
And people prayed for me for 3 hours.
人为我祷告了三个钟头。
And as they prayed for me, I repented and I asked God to forgive me, and God healed my heart.
当他为我祷告的时候，我认罪，我悔改，我请他为我祷告，我悔改我的错罪恶。
And after they did that, the next morning I got up.
那这样我做了祷告以后，别人帮我祷告以后，第二天我早上起来。
And as I was walking down the road early in the morning,
在很早的时候，我走在路上的时候，
I could feel the presence of God.
我可以感觉到神的同在。
And it was like he was 10 feet tall.
就好像这个天父好像有十
尺。I know that God's bigger than 10 feet tall.
好像耶稣，好像天父有十尺这么高，但是我知道天父其实比十尺还高。
And I put up my hand.
我就把手举起来。
And I could feel him walking with me down the road.
我可好像可以。感受到他跟我同样的走在那条路上。
That's what Jesus came to do, is bring us into a relationship with God the Father.
这就是耶稣做的，把我们跟天父拉近关系。
So we could know Him.
所以我们可以认识他。
There's more of God.
There's more
of God.
有更多关于神的东西，我们可以去经历的。
That we can understand and experience.
可以经历，可以去了解。
Let's read this verse.
以弗所书三章十四节，因此。不在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各或者全家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心的力量刚强起来。
Sorry.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切充满的你们。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
所以借着信心，基督可以住在我们里面。
That you may be rooted and grounded in love.
你就可以在爱里面有根有基。
That you would know the breadth.
那个长阔。
The depth.
深。
And to know the love of God.
也知道神的爱有多少。
That's better than any understanding.
神的爱。对神爱的理解是超过对任何其他事情的理解。
It's possible for us to experience more of God's love.
对我们来说，去经历神更多的爱是可能的。
Before we were Christians, we needed the Father, God to reveal the Son to us.
在我们成为基督以前，我们必须要让天父把圣子来显明给我们。
Now that we're Christians, we need the Son to reveal the Father to us.
当我们成为基督以后，我们需要圣子来显明天父给我们看。
He reveals the Father.
他显示了父。
So we can enter into that understanding.
所以我们可以进入这样的一个了解当中。
That we are His sons and daughters.
了解我们是他的儿子跟女儿。
How many of you know any Greek here?
Greek. 有多少人知道一些的希腊文的？
Okay, we'll just read these verses for me if you can, Philip.
Okay, 好，在约翰福音五章十九到二十节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他们看，指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫他叫你们稀奇。”
It says here, the Father loves the Son.
这边讲到父爱子。
And the word in this verse is phileo.
在这个经文当中，那个希腊文呢叫做 phileo.
Have you heard of the city in the states, Philadelphia?
有没有听过费城这个地方？没有。
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, 费城。
It's actually the city of love.
这个 Philadelphia 这个名称呢，就是爱的城市。
And it comes from this word.
是从这个字来的。
Phileo.
Phileo 这个字。
Now when the Bible talks about Jesus dying on the cross,
当圣经说耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，
it's talking about agape.
是讲到阿加佩的这个爱，爱加佩的爱。
Agape love is sacrificial love.
Agape 这个字，这个爱呢，就是一个牺牲的爱。
You know, agape love is the kind of love that makes a mother sacrifice herself for her child.
这个agape的爱呢，就好像一个母亲为了她的孩子牺牲生命一样的这种的爱。
Just recently, I read an amazing story about a big fire in a woods.
Okay, 最近我读到一个故事，就是在森林里面有一场大火。
And there was a partridge. I'm not sure if you know what that is. Partridge, like a chicken, turkey, like a turkey in the woods.
Okay, 有一个土鸡吗？
Yeah. Whatever.
有一个两条腿不会飞的动物。
And they found this turkey on the ground. It was all burned.
他发觉这个火鸡呢，好像在地上呢，已经全部被烧干了。
And all of a sudden they heard noise underneath.
然后听了在这个火鸡的这个烧干的这个火鸡下面呢，有这个
声音啊，
有这个有声音，有这个鸟叫的声音。
So they pulled the mother bird off and they found the little chicks underneath.
所以把这个鸡拿开，发现哦，有小鸡在里面。
That's sacrificial love.
这个叫做牺牲的爱。
That's agape love.
就是阿加佩的爱。
Agape love gives for other people.
那个阿加佩的爱呢，就是我为了别人而给出自己。
Agape love is what made Jesus die on the cross for you and me.
阿加佩的爱呢，就是耶稣为了你我死在十字架上。
He died for us.
他为我们而死。
But phileo is different.
但是 phileo 这个爱却不一样。
The Bible says that the Father loves the Son.
圣经说天父爱圣子。
The phileo love is the kind of love between family members.
Okay, 这个 phileo 的这个爱呢，就是在家人之间的这种爱。
It's brotherly love.
而是兄弟之间的爱。
It's brotherly love. Hey, this is my bro. I like him.
兄弟之间爱，这是我的兄弟，我爱他。
He's cool.
他很酷。
Doesn't he look cool today? Brotherly love is friendship.
这个兄弟姐妹兄弟间的爱就是友情的爱。
The Father has friendship with the Son.
天父跟圣子也有这种友谊的关系。
And the Father wants to have friendship with you.
天父也要跟你有友谊的关系。
You can have friendship with God.
你可以跟神竟然做朋友。
Now I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎么想。
But that kind of friendship, family love, is really
comforting, isn't it?
但这种家人之间的爱呢，真的让我们感觉很舒服。
It's like when you go home to your parents' place.
而你回家到你父母家里去。
You know, when I used to go to my mom's house, they don't have their house anymore. I can put my feet up on the furniture.
以前好像我回到我父母亲家，我可以把二郎腿翘在椅子上、桌子上。
And I could go to the fridge and I could take any food I wanted to eat.
可以到冰箱里面拿，爱吃什么就拿什么。
And now my kids do that because they like me too.
那我的孩子呢，在我们家也是这样，因为他就学我的样子。
Because we like each other.
因为我们彼此相似的。
Because we're not like guests in each other's house.
因为我们到对方的家中不是做客，是家人嘛。
We have affection for each other.
我们彼此是有那个亲密的感情在。
And God wants you and I to have that same kind of affection with Him.
神也要你跟他有这样子同样亲密的关系。
Dad, you are my heavenly Father.
爸爸，你是我在天上的爸爸。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you read this for me, verse?
约翰一书三章一节，你看父所赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这样指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
So we see that God wants to give us all kinds of love.
所以你看，神要给我们各种不同的爱。
But there are barriers.
但是有一些的障碍。
I don't know about you, but for a long time in my Christian life,
我不知道你是怎么样，但是在我这基督徒这个长久的经历当中。
I didn't daily sense an intimate relationship with God.
You didn't.
I did not.
我并不是每一天都能够感受到跟神有这样亲密的关系的。
That's not the way it should be.
这不应该是如此的。
And it took me a long time to realize God didn't want me to be so far away from Him.
我花了好一段时间才明白，原来神不是要我跟他保持这么远的距离的。
God wanted me to be close to Him.
神要我跟他是很亲密的。
He didn't want me to be far away.
他不要我站在老远的地方看着他。
And because I was felt distant from God.
因为我觉得我跟神有一段距离。
I was frustrated inside.
我心里面很沮丧。
So I was frustrated with my wife.
所以我就把这个沮丧对准到我的太太身上发泄出去。
And I was frustrated with my kids.
我也发泄在我的孩子身上。
And I was frustrated with work.
在我工作上也发泄出去。
And I was frustrated with ministry.
在我服事上面我也发泄出去。
Because I couldn't hear God's voice.
因为我没有办法听到神的声音。
And I did all kinds of things to try to please Him.
我做了尽可能的事情要取悦他。
Didn't work.
没办法。
The biggest barrier that we have to getting close to God is Satan has distorted our image of Father God.
我们跟神之间关系最大的阻碍就是撒旦扭曲了天父的那个形象的样式。
My biggest problem was my relationship with my own father.
我最大的问题就是我跟天父的关系。
My father was an angry person.
我觉得我的 your
my father was an angry person.
Your earthly father.
Yes.
Okay. Earthly father.
My own father.
我最大的问题是我跟我地上父亲的关系，因为我地上的父亲呢是一个很生气的人。
And he was often very severe with me.
他常常对我是很严厉的。
And it gave me a totally false conception of God.
因为他的一个样子，所以我对神有一个错误的观念。
And when I was younger, I ran away from my father.
当我年轻的时候，我离开他，我不想去见他。
So that's why I get involved in drugs.
所以为什么我就开始吃药？
吸毒。
吸毒。
And then I got involved in Buddhism.
然后我就去拜佛。
And then I got involved in all kinds of other things I shouldn't have been involved in.
然后我也介入一些我不应该介入的东西。
Because the thing is.Every one of us is searching for intimacy.
因为每一个人在心里面都要寻求那个亲密的关系。
If we don't have that intimacy,
如果我没有亲密关系在里头呢？
We're going to try to fill it with something else.
我们就要拿些什么东西来填呢？
For me, it was the drugs.
对我来说，吸毒来填呢？
Maybe it was sex.
也许是性啊。
And then later on, it was performance.
然后呢，是努力求表现来填满我心中的空虚。
even when I was a Christian.
甚至我是基督徒了，我还是这样。
I have to be the best Christian.
我一定要做最好的基督徒。
I've got to read my Bible. I've got to read 18 chapters of the Bible every day.
我要读圣经，每天要读18章的圣经节。
I have to pray for 3 hours a day.
每天我要祷告3个钟头。
I have to seek everything out.
You want to see what?
Seek everything out.
每天我都要寻求他的面。
I gotta understand everything.
我要明白所有的事情。
So I can explain it to everybody else.
所以我就可以跟人家解释，你看我都明白。
The big problem that we have.
我们最大的问题是什么呢？
Is by the time we're 6 years old.
是 by the time we're six years
old.
是我们当我们六岁的时候。
85% of our personality is already formed.
85%，我们个性的85%呢，在六岁的时候就已经定型了。
The problem is that we see God and relate to others through the lens of our own parents' relationships.
问题什么？问题是我们跟神的关系呢，是借由我们跟我们自己父母亲的关系呢，来投影上去，跟父母亲的关系，把它投影到变成神，就是这个样子。
If we've had painful experiences, we bring those into our relationship with God.
如果我们有一些痛苦的经验，我们觉得啊，跟上帝在一起也是痛苦的。
Martin Luther, have many of you heard of Martin Luther?
马丁路德，大家听过这个名字吗？
This is what he said. I have difficulty praying the Lord's Prayer.
他说，我要做主祷文的祷告，我很难开口。
Because every time I say our Father,
因为每次我说我们在天上的父。
I think of my own father.
我就想到我地上的父亲。
He was hard.
他很凶啊。
He was unyielding.
他没有办法去他没有办法为我而屈服一些事情。
He was relentless.
他很
That's not easy to translate.
Easy,
Forget it.
Which is
严，他很严。
很严格，很严厉。
Yeah.
很严厉。Strict.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't help but thinking about God that way.
我当我想到我爸爸，我就不能不想到原来上帝也是这个样子的。
If that was Martin Luther,
如果马丁路德是这样想，
How about you and I?
你问我是怎么想的？
He was the one that started 基督教。
他是那个开始 Christianity 的那个人。
In the modern era,
在那个modern which is 中世纪 right? No.
现代应该是
现代的时间
一起。
一八几 yeah, whatever
大概几百年前他开始了所谓现代的基督教的这个模式
so we all have different kinds of fathers the passive father
而我们呢通常会经历到一些不同父亲的形象有一种呢是比较被动的父亲
so if you've had a passive father maybe that's the way you think about God
如果你的父亲在地上父亲是被动的你觉得神也是被动的
God really doesn't have too much to do with me
神好像不太在乎我
Or maybe a performance-oriented father like mine.
也许像我的父亲，像父亲一样，他是一个看重我的表现的父亲。
I remember when I was playing baseball when I was a kid.
我记得小时候有一次我在打棒球的时候。
And I got a hit, but I ran too far and they tagged me out.
我打进去，但是我跑得太远了，结果被他封杀了。
And he laughed at me. He said, "Ha ha ha! You can't do anything right."
然后我的爸爸就嘲笑我，哈哈，你什么都做不好。
How did I feel?
你知道我心里怎么感觉的吗？
I have to perform to make him happy.
我必须要表现得好，他才开心呢。
There's an abusive father.
还有一种呢，是这个虐待式的父亲。
He is angry and hurts you.
他很生气，他伤害你。
The absent father.
还有一个不在家的父亲。
He's never around.
从来不在我身边的。
There's the authoritarian father.
还有这种很严厉的这个很有威严的父亲。
Everything has to be done my way.
所有的事情都要照我的方式做。
I was like that as a father.
我自己是一个父亲，我也是那个样子的。
I was very authoritarian in my house.
我在我家里面我是非常严格、非常严厉的。
And everybody had to do everything according to. They even called me Pastor Kelly, sir, in the church.
我要我的孩子们都照我的方式做。他在家里面既然叫我叫做凯利牧师爵士 ，right？
Yeah.
Kelly Pastor.
Finally, we have good fathers.
最后呢，我们有所谓的好父亲。
The problem is they distort our image of what God looks like to us.
但问题是说，这些所有的东西呢，都使得我们看天上的父啊，那个观念、那个看法已经被扭曲了。
God loves us.
神是爱我们的。
He wants us to receive His love.
他要我们来领受他的爱。
So how do we receive the Father's love?
所以我们怎么领受天父的爱呢？
Last night we heard there are all kinds of things that we need to uproot in our lives.
昨天晚上我们听到有好多事情要从我们心中从根拔起的。
The root of all of those things is pain.
这些根呢，就是一些痛苦的经验。
It's amazing when you pull the pain out of people's lives.
当你把从人的心中呢，把那个痛苦经验拔起来的时候，你会发现到一些事。
The transformation that happens in people's lives.
拔出来以后，人就开始转化了。
We minister to somebody. We just finished ministering to somebody inner healing.
我们也正好了，结束了跟一个人的一些这个所谓内在的服事的一个协谈。
This young woman, when she came to us, she was angry, upset, and depressed.
这个年轻女孩她来找我们的时候呢，她是生气又沮丧又 angry, depressed,
upset, confused,
而且好像很迷惑，很生气，很愤怒的。
God doesn't love me, she said.
神不爱我了，她怎么说？
He doesn't care about me.
她根本不在乎我。
He doesn't care that I'm in this job that I hate.
她根本不在乎我这工作有多糟糕。
I want a family. It's like I'll never have a family.
我想要一个家庭，可是他好像都不给我一个好像样的家庭一样。
And this woman went through a lot of pain when she was younger.
这个女孩子在年轻的时候经过很多痛苦的经历。
She was rejected by both of her parents.
她被她的父亲跟母亲都拒绝她。
And later on in life, they didn't even want to have anything to do with her.
然后在生命当中呢，她的父母亲根本就不想理她的这个女儿。
In fact, she almost said, "I'm under a curse."
她甚至说，我好像我受了咒诅一样。
I don't think I'm ever going to have family. I'm ever going to be happy.
我想我大概不可能有个家庭，我不可能快乐了。
As we brought her back to those painful experiences,
当我们把她带到那些痛苦的经历当中的时候，
Jesus came and spoke to her.
耶稣就来跟她说话。
And he said to her, "I love you."
耶稣跟她说，我爱你。
I care about you.
关心你。
I did not mean this to happen.
我不愿意看到这种事情发生。
I wanted to bring you love.
我要把爱带来给你。
Your parents didn't understand what was going on.
你的父亲不了解我的心意是如何。
She began to receive healing in her heart.
她就开始在心里面接受医治了。
Last week, she called me on the phone.
上礼拜她打电话给我。
And she said, "I can't believe the difference in my life."
她说我不敢相信我的生命对我多大的改变了。
Father God has prepared amazing things for me.
天父为我预备好了美好的事情。
You know, she was let go from this job she hated. She was fired.
Okay, 在这个工作呢，她不喜欢这工作，结果这工作把她炒鱿鱼炒掉了。
And she sees this as God's answer to her prayer.
她说啊，上帝终于听了我的祷告，让我被 fire 掉。
Because she got a special arrangement from the company.
因为呢，这个公司给她另外一个特别的安排。
And she had several months of severance pay.
Okay, 她能够拿到好几个月的这个 severance pay 的遣散费。
And then what happened was somebody told her you should go to Switzerland. You can go there and you can get a job.
然后有人跟她说，哎，你可以去瑞士，欧洲的瑞士试试看，也许你可以找到一份工作。
Because she has citizenship over there.
因为她有瑞士的这个公民。
And she's so excited now.
她现在好高兴啊。
She says, "God's transformed my life."
她说神转化了我的生命。
Because she was able to face this painful experience.
因为她能够去面对这个痛苦的经历。
And receive Jesus' healing in her heart.
然后在心里面领受耶稣的医治。
And release her parents and forgive them.
能够饶恕她的父母亲，释放她的父母亲。
Then she was able to receive God's love.
然后她就可以领受神的爱。
And walk into the destiny that God had planned for her.
就能够走到神为她安排的命定当中。
What would have happened had she continued in that pain?
如果她继续在那个痛苦当中，会怎么样呢？
Maybe she would still be in that job.
也许她还是在那个工作里头。
Praise God.
感谢主，赞美主。
The second way that we receive is we receive the Father's heart like a little child.
第二个，我们领受神的爱，就像一个孩子一样来领受神的爱。
Can you read these verses?
路加福音十八章十五节，有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们。门徒看见就责备那些人，耶稣却叫他们来说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。”
Hallelujah. The love of God is not complicated.
神的爱不是很复杂的东西。
I don't know about you, but a lot of us try to understand everything before we receive.
我不想你怎么样哈，我知道有一些人呢，要接受以前呢，必须要完全了解才可以接受。
There's a guy who goes around passing around $100 bills. There's a guy in the States goes around passing around $100 bills, giving them away.
Okay, 在美国呢，有一个人呢，到处找到人就给他100块的钱，100块的钞票。
You know what? There's so many people that don't want to receive them.
你知道这些人他给100块钞票，就是到路上去给人家100块钞票。有很多人呢，看到他要给自己钱呢，很多人都不拿。
He gives away thousands and thousands of dollars every day, but many people don't want to receive the $100.
每一天他到路上去发钱呢，发了几千块钱，但是好多人都不敢拿那个钱。
What are you up to?
你要干什么
？Why are you doing this?
你为什么要给我钱
？They're actually angry with him.
好像生他的气，你为什么要给我钱？
Because they're wondering what the gimmick is.
因为觉得你给我钱一定没有白吃的午餐，不晓得干什么。
Why? Because we have been conditioned to not receive because of suspicion.
Because, okay. 因为我们已经被脑子已经被布线了，以至于我们有一个怀疑，有一个疑惑，所以不敢白白的去领受东西。
We have been conditioned by pain.
我们被什么所布限的呢？被痛苦，脑筋已经被布限了。
Jesus says, "Except you receive the kingdom like a little child."
耶稣说，你要领受神国，就要像一个孩子的样子。
You will never enter it.
如果不像孩子，没办法进去。
So today we can receive the Father's love.
所以今天我们可以领受天父的爱。
We can receive more.
我们可以领受更多的。
Can you close your eyes for just one moment?
能不能把眼睛闭起来呢？
God wants to reveal himself to you as a father.
神要把他自己好像一个父亲一样来向我们显明。
The Bible says, except you become a little child,
圣经说，若不像小孩子，
you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就不能够进神的国。
The revelation of the Father's love will change everything in your life.
关于上帝是我父亲的启示，可以改变我们生命的每一个层面。
You are his child today.
你是他的孩子。
If you cannot hear his voice,
如果你听到他的声音。
If you cannot hear his voice,
如果你无法听到他的声音的话。
If you do not sense this closeness with God.
如果你没办法感受到跟神如此亲密的
话 That is not normal.
这是不正常的。
As a Christian,
身为一个基督徒
God wants you to know an intimate friendship love with him as your father.
神要你把他当作跟父亲一样如此有亲密的关系。
The Bible says, I will not leave you as orphans.
圣经说，我不会离开你，像一个孤儿一样。
I will come to you. That's God calling right now. Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, I will not leave you as orphans.
他说，我不会把你撇下成为孤儿。
If you feel far away from God,
如果你觉得跟神有一段距离的话
that means you may be an orphan.
换句话说，也许你是有一个孤儿的心。
God wants to reveal himself to you as his father today.
神今天要向你启示他是你父亲的形象。
Now maybe you haven't had a father who has been affectionate and loving to you.
也许你在地上的父亲跟你的关系不是很好，也许不是很爱你。
Maybe he's never told you I love you.
也许他从来没有说过我爱你。
Maybe he's never said you are beautiful, you are handsome.
他从来没有说过你好美丽，你好帅。
Maybe he's never said the words I love you.
也许地上的父亲从来没有跟你说过我爱你。
If you have a father like that, it leaves a deficit, it leaves a blank space inside of you.
如果你有一个这样子的地上的父亲，你心里面就有一个空缺在那里。
We get the feeling that God doesn't love us.
我们就觉得神竟然不爱我。
That he's far away.
他好远好远。
Your father, I believe maybe your father's been damaged. Your earthly father's been damaged.
也许你的父亲，他在地上的父亲，他是有受过伤的。
He's maybe broken.
也许他是受伤，有伤害的。
This world is not an easy place to live.
这个世界不是很好受。
And the devil is there to attack people.
所以魔鬼在这里攻击人。
Just like we go through difficult parent times.
就好像我们也经历过一些很困苦的时候。
Our parents have gone through difficult times.
我们的父母也经过一些很困苦的时候。
And the question that we have today is, can we forgive them?
那今天我们的问题是说，我们可不可以饶恕我们的父母亲？
Can we forgive them and release them from all the things they've done that have hurt us?
我们可不可以饶恕他们，并且释放他们，不怪不在乎他们做了什么事？
Can we forgive them for the lack of affection in life?
能不能够饶恕他们，他们没有爱我们的这个事实？
I believe that God is pouring out His love on us right now.
我相信神现在在把他的爱倾倒在我们身上。
Holy Spirit, come right now.
圣灵，请你现在来。
I pray for your Holy Spirit to come and bring the revelation of God the Father.
圣灵，我请你来把天父是上帝是父亲的这个启示向我们显明。
Father, we pray now that you would help us to hear your voice.
天父，我们祷告，你帮助我们听明你的声音。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Let's just wait in the presence of God for a moment.
我们在神的同在当中来等候。
If you need to forgive your parents,
如果你要饶恕你的父母亲，
take the time to do that now.
现在可以花时间来饶恕他。
Maybe there are some of you.
也许有些人。
And you have the tendency to try to do things to please God.
有一些倾向，我要做一些事去取悦神。
And if you feel like that, you can pray along with me right now.
如果你有这样的感受，你可以跟我一起来祷告。
I'm going to pray and then. Philip is going to lead you in Chinese.
他会用英文祷告，我会用中文来祷告。
I declare today.
我今天我宣告。
我今天宣告。
今天宣告。
I have great worth apart from what I do.
在我所做的事情之外，我还是有极大的价值。
Because Jesus gave His life for me.
因为耶稣把他的性命给了我。
And he gave me great value.
他给我极珍贵的价值。
I am deeply loved.
我是深深被他所爱。
I please him fully.
我完全讨了他的喜悦了。
I'm totally forgiven.
我已经完全被饶恕。
I am accepted.
我被他接纳了。
Can we say that together? I am accepted.
我被他接纳了。快说，
我被纳，
接纳了。
Amen.
我被神接纳了。
我被神接纳。
我被神接纳了。
I am complete in Christ.
我在基督里已经完全了。
Father, I choose to forgive.
天父，我选择去饶恕。
My parents.
饶恕我的父母亲。
For telling me.
因为他们跟我说
You have to do things to please us.
我必须要做事才能够取悦他们。
And if I was unable to meet their expectations, I was considered a failure.
如果我没有办法达到他们的期待，我就是一个失败的人。
I speak out the truth today.
但是我今天我要说出真理的。
I am not a failure.
我不是一个失败者。
Can we say that together? 我不是一个失败者。
我们一起说，我不是一个失败者。
我不是一个失败者。
我不是一个失败者。
因为耶稣爱我，
因为耶稣爱我，
我也是被爱的，
我也是被爱的。
我今天选择，
我今天选择
live in that belief，
活在这个相信的信念当中。
Amen. Let's say it together. 我今天选择，
我今天选择活在这个信念当中。
那再一次说，我今天选择，
我今天选择活在这个信念当中。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, today.
耶稣今天。
I ask you to release the Father's love.
请来释放天父的爱。
To everyone here.
在每一个人的身上。
That they would understand your love.
他会了解。的生命是什么样
子？ That they would receive the love of their heavenly Father.
使我们可以领受天父的爱。
Your affection.
你的爱对我们。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Father, I pray that you remind them of the things that of the things you've done to bless them.
天父，请你。提醒我们，让我们想起你给我们的祝福有多少。
Remind them of the ways that you've protected them.
让我们想起来你曾经怎么样的保护了我。
How you've provided for them.
让我们想起你如何供应我们的需要。
Father, I pray that they will begin to sense your presence.
天父，我祷告，让我们感受到你的同在。
They would sense your love.
我感受到你的爱。
Lord Jesus, according to your word,
主耶稣，因着你的话语，
I pray that you would come now.
我祷告，我请你来。
And reveal the Father to every one of us.
来对我们每一个人显明天父的样子。
Jesus,
耶稣，
we love you.
我爱你。
We believe in you.
我们相信你。
So we ask you would come now and show us the Father.
我们请你来，来显明天父给我们看。
Father, we pray that you'd let us feel and experience and know deeply in our hearts.
天父，我祷告，让我们今生经历到你的爱。
That we are deeply loved by our Heavenly Father.
让我们知道，我们是蒙天父极深的慈爱的。
Father, we pray that your people would never be the same.
天父，我祷告，让你的百姓不再一样。
That we would be transformed by your love.
能够被转化、被改变。
That you would show us the barriers.
你告诉我们，显明给我们看，我障碍在哪里。
And Father, you would speak your truth.
你把真理向我们显明。
And you would set us free.
释放我们得自由。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Hallelujah.
父亲跟你讲过一些话，说：“我宁愿不要你来到这个世上，我宁愿没有生命，我宁愿没有你在家里。”如果他跟你讲过这些话，你把这些话放在耶稣基督的身上，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，把这些话语交给他。说这些话不是对我说的，我不接受这些话，放在耶稣的身上。然后你问天父，天父，你要不要我来到这个世上？ 为什么你要我来到这个世上？我问他。也许因为你的性别，你的父母亲不接纳你。我宁愿你是一个男孩子，我宁愿你是一个女孩子。也许你的父亲没有正面看过你，当你出生的时候，把这个痛苦也放在耶稣基督身上，交给他。因为人都不接纳耶稣，他知道你的感受是什么。因为当他在地上玛利亚怀孕的时候，约瑟也想要把他休掉。耶稣知道你的感受，他知道你的感受。你问天父，父，你看我的性别是如何？让他来告诉你，神你。有些人因为你家里有一些钱失去了，你说我浪费了家里的钱，你父母亲责怪你浪费了家里的钱，你说难道我还不如那几块钱吗？我的价值不比那几块钱吗？如果你的父母亲这样责怪你，你把这个也交给耶稣，交给他。我问上帝，上帝，我值多少钱？你问他，我值多少钱？我看见一幅图画，一个妈妈转过头来不看她的孩子，孩子想要去取悦她的母亲，她母亲很生气，转过头来不理他。也许你打电话给你妈妈，也许你希望跟妈妈说话，妈妈转过头来不理你，你留着一辈子的遗憾，把这个遗憾也交给神。你看到天父在看你吗？他从来不会转过头去，他用笑脸。我的好儿子，我的好女儿，这是天父要我们今天听到的话。我的好儿子，我的好女儿，天父没有说乖女儿，天父说好女儿，
他说他喜悦你。
可以跟天父说，上帝，我不应该用地上的父亲的样子来看你，请你原谅我，我搞错了。跟他说了，我搞错了。我要宣告，我要对你说，天上的父亲，你跟我地上的父亲是完全不一样，完全不一样。还好你跟我地上的父亲不一样，所以我可以有爱为我地上的父亲来祷告，为我地上的家人来祝福。谢谢上帝，谢谢天父。 且看见一根泽打的杖。也许从小我被父母亲责打，家法是我害怕的东西，但是那个家法打在耶稣的身上，因为耶稣为我们承受了鞭伤，使得我们可以得到释放，得到医治。感谢主，我以不变的爱来爱你。上帝说，我以不变的爱来爱你。感谢他，感谢他。也许地上的父母亲给我们很多的标签，你就是怎么样怎么样，你就是如何如何，你就是一个捣蛋鬼，你就是一个调皮的人，你没办法成功，你就是不听我的话。我要你把这些的话语从你身上拿下来，一件一件，每一句话每一个标签都在你身上。我要你真的用动作把它从你额头上拿下来，从你身上拿下来，想象这些话贴在你的身上，一个一个把它撕下来。现在开始，一个一个把它撕下来，从你身上撕下来，真的用手去把它撕下来。我奉耶稣的名，我不接受我是一个调皮的人，我不接受我是一个捣蛋的人。开始用你的双手去把它撕下来，一个一个撕下来，用你的双手把它撕下来，拿掉，一个一个的拿掉，一个一个的拿掉。我要请上帝告诉你一句话，你可以把双手伸起来，把双手伸起来，放在面前就可以，放在面前。我要他给你一个标签。我要上帝给你一个标签，你拿着放在手上。那标签可能不是很大，可能不是很大，好像一个信封一样。我要让他在这个标签上写一些关于你的名称。把手放在前面，让他把标签给你。上帝，你告诉我们你怎么看我，写在这个标签上。写上去了，把标签写上去了，那你把标签做一个象征性的动作，那你把它拿起来贴在你的额头上，现在贴在你的额头上，贴上去，你嘴里要说出来，说出来让自己的耳朵可以听见，我是什么什么，现在说出来，让你自己耳朵可以听见，我是什么什么，宣告出上帝刚才给你的那个标签，我是什么什么，我是什么什么，我是蒙爱的，我是喜乐的，我是儿子，我是女儿，我是蒙福的，我是荣耀的。贴上去，贴上去，因为那是你的标签，是天使看到你的样子，是上帝称呼你的名字，是你的新的身份，是你的新的身份。你的父母亲没有能给你这个身份，但是今天上帝给你这个身份，贴在额头上，不要拿下来，不要拿下来，不要拿下来。有一些人的标签是空白的，上帝什么都没有给你。我觉得上帝在跟你说，儿子，女儿，你自己写，你想要成为什么样子，你自己写在上面。他给你自由，你要什么你写上去。你现在开始自己写上去，如果你刚才那个是空白的，你现在写上去。写完了贴在你的额头上，贴在你的额头上。感谢主，感谢主。上帝给我们选择的自由，上帝称你新的名字， 谢神，感谢神。现在在这里有好多的天使在天上看，而你把头抬起来，眼睛闭起来，头抬起来，给那些天使看你额头上的标签。让他们看见神怎么爱你，让他们看到神如何爱你。我要请上帝做一件事，上帝，我请你为每人带一面镜子来，在他们的面前。看看你面前的这一面镜子，你告诉你自己，你看到了什么？那个字也许是反过来的，都不要紧，你知道那是什么字？跟你自己说，我是什么什么什么？我是谁？我是谁？我是谁？感谢主。
Your presence.
你显明了你的同在。
You're revealing yourself to each one of us.
你向我们每一个人显明了你自己。
And as you reveal yourself,
当你显明自己的时候，
you're revealing who we really are.
你也告诉我们真实的身份是什么。
I am your son.
我是你的儿子。
I am your daughter.
我是你的女儿。
I am filled with your glory.
我是被你的荣耀所充满。
I am not defeated.
我不是失败的。
I am victorious.
我是得胜。
I am not rejected.
我不是被拒绝的。
I am accepted.
我是被接纳的。
Jesus, today.
耶稣啊，今天。
We make a decision.
我们立了一个决定。
We will know you.
我要认识你。
We ask you to reveal the Father to us.
请你向我们显明天父的样子。
We will continue to desire to know the Father.
我们要继续的渴望更多认识父亲。
So that you can show us your destiny for our lives.
所以你可以向我们显明在我们身上的命定是什么。
Jesus, we receive that grace today.
耶稣，我们今天领受这样的恩典。
Father, we thank you that this doesn't stop with this meeting.
父神，我们谢谢你。这个聚会结束以后，这个过程不会结束的。
Because you're going to continue the work that you began.
因为你会开始继续在我们身上做那个已经开始的工作。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you that you're going to continue that work.
谢谢你要继续的工作。
And we want to receive.
我们要来领受。
We want to receive.
我们要领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
We give you all the glory.
把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Bill.